Today is Sunday, October 2nd, 2022, and this...
Hey, asshole! You guys suck!
Thank you. Nice to be in Vegas.
...is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 847.
Las Vegas, Nevada! I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. What's going on?
I don't know.
How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I care so much about this podcast that I cut short a fishing weekend.
Wow.
I know. I could be out on a lake fishing right now. And I said, no. I have a responsibility to our listeners to talk about Vegas for their entertainment and enjoyment. And here I am. No regrets. It's the right thing to do. Why are you staring at me like that?
I always thought the plan was to come home early. Is it because you...
I did plan it to come home early to do this.
And nap.
But I could still be... There was the opportunity to continue fishing this morning, and I opted out. So I hope everybody appreciates my service. All right, we've got, and the reason I wanted to come home and do this is because we have more trip stuff to talk about, which will be fun, and we've got some other news to get caught up on, and I think it's going to be a wonderful time chatting about Vegas with you.
Okay.
Okay, before we jump into the serious stuff, I do want to acknowledge that yesterday was the 5th anniversary of the October 1st shootings at the Route 91 Festival. And mention that there is a documentary on Paramount Plus, 4 parts, about an hour, between 45 minutes and an hour each part, called 11 Minutes. And I watched it, and it is chilling and difficult to watch, but it is well done. It focuses very much on the victims and the first responders. They don't even give the name of the shooter intentionally. But it is really focusing on their stories. There's, you know, a little bit of an uplifting ending. You know, they always try to kind of wrap things up on a positive, and they kind of try that. But it brought back the feelings of when it first happened. Most of it is shot using or compiled using cell phone and body cam footage from on the site. A lot of stuff that I've never seen before. I would imagine a lot of stuff nobody had seen before, and it really puts in perspective how horrible the scene was. I mean, you know, you can hear the numbers and see the footage and stuff, but when you see it like this, people running and fleeing and dropping, and it's very graphic and very hard to watch. But it is well done. So anyway, I thought I'd at least give a brief review of that and mention that it's out there if you are so interested. So 11 Minutes, it's on Paramount Plus, and I would imagine it'll be available for the foreseeable future. All right, so before we get into this week's news, I want to mention our patrons, our ongoing supporters of this podcast, and thank them for all they do for us, supporting this show and encouraging me to come back early from a day of fishing and doing the show and making that my priority. I'm working through some things. Anyway.
Are you having regrets?
No, I'm very happy to be here.
Okay. Why do you keep mentioning it then?
Because I could have been fishing today. Fishing is awesome. I didn't get to do a lot this summer. So
I know.
So it's kind of a thing. Anyway. I'll quit mentioning it. I can tell you're extremely uncomfortable about it.
I'm just confused.
Some of our patrons include William Piddock, Brad Coco, Brett Thompson, Matthew Hollisey, John from Dallas, and Brandon Younts. Thank you to these.
Thank you.
And all of our patrons. We do appreciate it. If you would like to join them, you can visit patreon.com/5hundy for all the details. We throw some bonus content your way as our way of saying thank you. I'm planning on doing some, we're planning getting some pins out late this month. Planning on doing some updates to the Patreon page and hopefully making it easier to find archived stuff. And I have some plans, so I'm going to make it a focus in October to get things in tip-top shape.
Shit, it's October already.
I know. Happy Rocktober, everybody. How are you celebrating Rocktober?
I don't know.
Seems like there should be some sort of a, there is a festival called Rocktober, but that's in Oklahoma and no thank you. No bueno. All right, moving along. Let's talk about Las Vegas because that's why we're here. There are a bunch of entertainment updates this week. We're going to start with a new residency. I know you're excited about it.
Oh, God.
Announced a few days ago amidst shocking allegations that a famous lead singer has been allegedly unfaithful to his wife, at least via text.
Mm-hmm. Bad text.
Bad.
He has text. No text game.
No. So, we're talking about Maroon 5 and Adam Levine. You may know them from the Super Bowl halftime show a few years ago in 2019 and his horrible tattoos.
I don't know him from the Super Bowl thing. I just know him from the horrible tattoos.
People who aren't intimately familiar with Maroon 5, and I applaud you, would probably know, oh yeah, I remember that name because they did the Super Bowl, because that's kind of in the public consciousness.
I don't even remember them doing the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably for the best, because it wasn't good. Anyway, they have 16 shows.
My memory only has so much capacity, is one of the facts that has...
I'm appreciative that you're not dedicating any part of your mind to Maroon 5. 16 shows between March and August 2023 at Dolby Live. Tickets are on sale now. They're $142 and up, all in through Ticketmaster. As occurs when we have a new residency, we like to listen to some of their work.
No, so we don't. We don't like
Maroon
to.
Maroon 5.
The song sucks.
Yeah, that's enough. That's all we're going to listen to from Maroon 5. Usually I pull like 3 or 4 songs. Yeah. I'm like, no, their music is... Not good.
Slightly better songs than that, no. But that song is terrible.
I pulled up one of their other songs, and I realized, I'm like, I can't remember which one of their big hits, and I'm like, this is the song. I had never noticed it before. It sounds, other than the different vocal style, like one of those shitty Red Hot Chili Peppers ballads.
Ugh.
Anyway, Maroon 5 sucks, but if they're your thing and you enjoy them, more power to you. You can go see them in Las Vegas, and it'll make your concert experience more fun because you're in an awesome city.
And the theater is very good, and they have awesome sound.
Very much true. See last week's podcast where we reviewed Aerosmith for more details.
Was it Dave Holmes's article who said, many things. Please, was it on Esquire?
Yes.
Yes, please read that if you... can.
It's about, yes, about the Maroon 5 scandal and how.
Yeah, it's.
Or not it, scandal, but, well, whatever they're calling it.
It's delicious. It's well written and wonderful. Was he saying that all these songs that he thought were the same song
were actually 3 separate songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to better things. Limited engagements, which are shorter than residencies by the 500 standard. And one of those that has been announced at House of Blues for next March is a band that I very much like named Tesla. I like the band much better than the car. they're going to be doing a handful of shows, 5 shows.
Quick tangent. I'm just thinking of the tweet that said owning a Tesla is like owning a printer.
Yes. Yes. $81 and up for tickets all in through Live Nation. If you are a fan of Tesla, good chance to see them do full. I've seen
they
Tesla.
They do a good show.
They do. Now, here's the deal. I'm a big fan of Tesla. I have been for many, many years and like them a lot. For me personally, like when my eyes kind of lit up because I'm like, there's a band I like and they're doing a stretch in Vegas. Mm-hmm. and in March when it's a fun time to go. But mm-hmm. then I was like, but my stance on Tesla is kind of like perfect opening band.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if
headliner, not so much.
An hour and a half. It's a lot of Tesla. So I prefer to see them when they're inevitably opening for Def Leppard, which happens every couple of years.
Mm-hmm. We saw them open for Scorpions.
We've seen them a few times. Yeah. Anyway, they put on a good show. And if you are a fan of their full catalog and not just their hits, then this is the way to see them and enjoy them. Mm-hmm. So there you go. House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. There's another limited engagement. These guys have done this before, but they are going to be back at Venetian. I'm talking about Styx. They are going to be doing 5 shows in January and February. Tickets for that are $58 and up, all in through Ticketmaster, available now. I think last time they had Don Felder with them, and this they haven't announced, or maybe it was Ann Wilson. They've done a couple stretches, and it's been with another artist doing a set as well. They haven't announced if that's the case or not for this, but as of right now, it's just Styx. Mm. I would think that they could handle filling up the Venetian showroom for 5 shows without necessarily having somebody else, but time will tell. So there you go. They were just here at the Minnesota State Fair, which is not that far from our house, and they were loud.
Yeah.
Loud enough that, like, that was the only show of the State Fair grandstand shows that
we could hear inside our house.
And they were playing with REO Speedwagon, and Styx's set was very loud, and REO Speedwagon's not as much, so we could hear it. I was very surprised that Styx was still cranking out the jams at that volume. Not loud enough where I cared. It was just noteworthy, like, oh, holy shit, I can hear that. Rare. Couldn't hear Pitbull, thank goodness. Couldn't hear, who else? What were the other shitty acts? Beach Boys?
Ugh.
There were a lot of shitty acts this year. Anyway, moving along.
Which was fine, because then we didn't have to go to the State Fair to see
That's true. I think this shitty act may have played there, too. Luke Bryan is extending his Resorts World residency. He's doing 12 more shows in addition to those that have already been announced and scheduled. They are happening in February and April at Resorts World. You can visit their website for details. If you're a fan of that gentleman, I'm sure it'll be a fantastic show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving
along.
Even
though you just called him a shitty act.
By my standards, but I don't expect, you know,
everyone to think that.
No, I mean, so let's see. We've discussed 4 musical acts that have shows announced. I've ripped on 2 of them. Given a positive opinion of another, and their loud opinion of the fourth. So that's pretty much what you get from me.
Mm-hmm.
People listen to the show know. And now, you know,
and if you're a new listener, we're eventually going to shit on something you love.
Yeah. And it's funny. It always surprises me the things that I get pushback on.
Yeah.
There was a couple. I got one person. And this happens whenever I talk about food and how something that is not pleasing to me regarding food. And I had discussed that the margarita pizza is always the most
basic
boring ass pizza. And this always happens. Somebody likes to point out the exception as though that were the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, and we had an amusing exchange. It was not like you're a dick. I'm sure he was thinking I was a dick, but it was entertaining. But he said, you've obviously never been to Naples. It's like, okay, you can get a good example of this by traveling 5,000 miles, proving my point. The exception, there's an exception to anything.
It's kind of like listening to reggae in Jamaica.
Yeah, exactly. You're smoking a big doob, you got your feet in the sand, reggae is going to be awesome at that time. Mm-hmm. Without that stuff, fucking sucks. I mean, the one song, which there is one reggae song, it sounds good, but then you have to hear the same thing over and over, and it loses its charm. Unless you're smoking a big doob and you've got a margarita in your hand and feet in the sand and sun is shining.
Or something with rum.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving along. We got off track there. Let's talk about the Shantytown shops, the Grand Bazaar shops at Bally's / Horseshoe. We've been talking about them a lot lately and have a few updates that I discovered through some building permits as well as some information from the company that leases out that space. A while back, I discussed how they seem to be shifting away from trying to fill dozens of tiny little spaces and instead consolidating into larger spaces, much heavier focus on food and beverage. Of course, they're building a new multi-story structure right on the strip for Blake Shelton's Ole Red. And at that time, I mentioned that there was another similar building in the works. That is going to be, we now know what that's going to be filled by. It is a restaurant called Bottled Blonde. It's out of Texas. They have a few locations there. It's a restaurant, bar, and club. The Vegas location will be 30,000 square feet. I believe it's three stories high. I think Ole Red is four, but they're about the same height. It's just a matter of how they
do, like, the stories.
Higher ceilings or something. Okay. So it looks like it's probably going to be three stories, including a rooftop outdoor
That'll
space.
That'll do very well.
That's just it. Both those will do really well because the location is awesome. Outdoor space is going to do very well. So they're going to have, as far as food, they have pizza, salad, sandwiches. They have a beer garden. They're referring, the Texas locations are referred to as destinations for sports entertainment, which the only time you ever hear sports entertainment is when it's professional wrestling. So I would imagine it's like sports bar, but expect like darts and stuff like that to be available, maybe a pool table or two. I don't know. We'll see what it holds, but that is going to be coming to the Strip, presumably in 2023. There is another bar planned for Grand Bazaar Shops. So they've got the space closest to the hotel. There's Giordano's Pizza is in there. Wahlburger is in there. There used to be Redneck Riviera. The signs are still up years after it closed.
Yep.
We've mentioned that's going to be a music venue called Rockwood Music Hall. On the other side where Giordano is, there's some empty space there. And that is going to be a New Orleans themed bar called Bourbon Street Parade. Here's the description of that particular restaurant, or bar, or both. A brass band blares, a hand-decorated parasol twirls, a ragtag group behind the band waves handkerchiefs to the beat of the drum, while a grand marshal in a snazzy suit and jaunty hat leads the way, out dancing, out buck jumping, don't know what that means, them all as he waves his feathered fan. Lucky you, you've just stumbled across a New Orleans second line in Vegas. It was capitalized with an exclamation point.
Wow.
So yeah, New Orleans kind of thing going on. It's going to be like Bourbon Street. Probably
not Bourbon Street, the former casino that was not at all New Orleans related. No,
I don't know if there will be beads and titties encouraged, but they're doing this. And I'm presuming this will open sometime next year as well. Hasn't been officially announced, but it is. There is some stuff out there indicating it is happening. Another thing that has not been announced yet, have no details on what exactly this entails. Could go a couple different ways. If you are a fan of the dragon-based cable show Game of Thrones, there is something called the Game of Thrones Experience that appears to be planned for Grand Bazaar Shops. Not exactly sure which space it will be in. However, or what it exactly will entail. I'm guessing it'll be one of two things. Some sort of immersive experience, if they have a large amount of space that they decide to dedicate to that. Or just like a little virtual reality thing where they've got some kind of a thing where you strap on a headset and, I don't know, slay a dragon like Dio. I don't know exactly what you would do there. But
that would be fun.
What if it's the Red Wedding scene? I don't know much about the show, but I know of that.
Oh, God.
The virtual Red Wedding scene. That could be fun. You're in the midst of a
slaughter.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's coming to...
No, I'm good.
All right. That appears to be heading to Bally's based on some construction plans that are happening there. So keep an eye out for that. At least they're filling up that space. There's not that much that is unaccounted for at this point. There's some kind of near the strip, a couple spots that they have where they've combined several smaller locations into two larger chunks. So I'm not sure if one of those will be used for this or not. But
I remember a time when I was excited about Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And then you watched it?
I didn't.
You watched a season?
No, I never even watched it. I read the books.
Oh,
and I kind of followed along with the commentary on the season. And then like the last season just completely went to hell.
How do you know that? You didn't watch it.
I know.
Okay.
And then,
all right, well.
And then the author has taken his sweet time writing books 6 and 7, which he probably will never finish. And I'm just whatever.
All right. Well, if you're a fan of that particular show, there's going to be a thing in Vegas for you. That's the great thing about Vegas. There's always a thing for you, mm-hmm. no matter what your thing is and no matter who you are.
Yes.
I love that.
There are things that are not for you, but you don't have to go to them.
I've just named several of them.
Yeah.
In the most rude way possible by ripping on them and making people feel bad about the things they like, which
don't
you shouldn't.
Don't feel bad about the things you like. Just because we don't like something doesn't mean you should stop liking it. Or you should not take offense because...
Oh, trust me. Nobody's changing their opinion of something they like based on us not liking it.
Yeah. But like... Don't expect everybody to like the stuff you like either.
I like being an opinion. I like being opinionated. Mm-hmm. I think
there's plenty of stuff I like that I know other people don't like, and that's fine. I don't give a shit. I'm going to continue liking it because I like it.
I think not being opinionated is boring. Mm. Or you can be passive aggressive about your opinions, which is I don't like that either. So I'd rather just put
it
out there.
You mean like doing an opinion just to be contrary?
No, doing it in a way that's like. You're not just coming out and saying, I do not like this. Mm-hmm. You're like, the Minnesota way is to say, oh, that's different.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say, anyway, that's casting shade without doing so.
Mm-hmm.
The bless your heart of the North.
Yeah. Yes. Kind of thing.
Anyway, moving along, let's talk about some a restaurant thing that has also not been announced that appears headed for Aria. And by restaurant thing, I mean a restaurant. What would be, it looks like cathedral with an E at the end. It's cathedral, I'm guessing.
I guess. I don't know.
There's a Tao Group restaurant in New York called Cathedral that appears to be headed for Aria based on, again, some construction work that's going to be done. It is an upscale French Mediterranean restaurant. The menu looks delicious. You can find their New York menu if you choose. So some of the signature dishes include grilled baby artichokes. They've got, I don't even know what half of this shit is. I'm going to be completely honest. Main courses include Atlantic halibut and spring vegetables, morel mushrooms.
Nope.
No, okay. A lot of seafood.
People who really dig mushrooms dig morels, but I don't like mushrooms.
No, me neither.
More for you.
It's the texture. They're slimy. Anyway, they've got a lot of seafood with a French Mediterranean slant. They also, one of their brunch signature items is a potato chip omelet.
Hmm.
Now, I looked at it, and it looks like just a tiny, like, looks pretty small.
Yeah.
A little omelet that has some... like kettle chips on top and some caviar on top.
Huh.
I don't know. Probably, I don't know what's inside of it. It's probably good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's probably expensive.
Yeah. I would imagine this will be next year too. It hasn't been officially announced, so we don't have a timeline, but they are building out one of the spaces at Aria for this. So keep an eye out for that if you are so interested. There's a new bakery, and we discussed this a while ago. It's coming to Caesar's Palace. It has an actual opening date now.
Tell
October 21st for Dominique Ancel Las Vegas. That is the guy best known for the Cronut, and the place is going to feature some, I think they're calling it the Lucky Seven. It will be seven different pastries that are unique to the Las Vegas location.
I could try those.
And then other things like the Cronut that this bakery is known for at other locations. So
how do you feel about the Cronut?
I'll try it. It's unnecessary, but I'll try it. Just give me a donut. I'm fine. You don't need to crossbreed pastries. But if it's there, why not? I'm sure it's delicious. The whole thing where people were standing in line for it and all that, that's nonsense. But like, let's create a limited number just to create demand to get people excited about it and get a lot of press for a month and then... it just becomes another thing. So good for them. They figured out an angle. Probably making some good money, and I'm sure they will make money here. Their location is located near Gordon Ramsay Pub and Grill. They're going to open every morning at 7 and stay open until 9 or 10 p.m., depending on the day of the week.
I like pastries.
I do, too. If I were staying in the area of Caesar's Palace or just wanted to swing by and have a delicious flaky Cronut, I would do so. So maybe we'll get over
as long as there wasn't a super long line.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Maybe they have pickup. Maybe you can order online and do pickup.
Ooh.
Sometimes that's a thing now. So we shall see. We'll talk a little bit more about Caesars in a moment when we get to our trip reports. One other thing before we move on to that, though. El Cortez, they have renovated some more of their rooms. We may have mentioned this in the past that this was happening. I'm not certain, but they've announced that they're done, and they're taking a cue from Golden Gate, which a while ago rebranded the original rooms at that property as the original 10, so you can specifically reserve an original 10 room. And El Cortez is doing a similar thing with their original rooms. They're called the original 47. They've been remodeled. The remodel looks really nice. Mm-hmm. They've done a really good job at El Cortez with their room remodels.
Yeah, they have.
Their tower suite or tower rooms that they remodeled a year or two ago look really nice. And I would imagine they'll probably be due for a cabana suites.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Renovation soon, because those are, I think they're still in pretty decent shape, but it's been a while since they've done those. And I know they've done some of their other older rooms in the main tower as well. So anyway, if you want to stay in one of the historic rooms at El Cortez, you can now do so. But they've also announced plans for a historic hallway. I believe this will be on the casino level. That's going to feature old pictures of El Cortez as well as Las Vegas stuff. And they're doing this in conjunction with the Mob Museum.
Hmm.
So very cool. I mean, it's probably not going to be anything like... It's a hallway with pictures, but if you like historical Las Vegas stuff, it'd probably be worth checking it out once it's open.
Right.
If they once that's up, I'm sure they'll announce it and we'll mention it here again. But I do like when older Las Vegas hotels have some historical nods to the past as well. I mean, I like
Golden Gate.
Yeah, Golden Gate. They've got some of those old slot machines, and they don't they have like the original telephone, which was number one, I think.
Yeah.
It's cool to see some of that history around if it's an old property. So, and I think Plaza might have some of that stuff too. Anyway, I like that older properties, especially downtown, are doing that. And kudos to El Cortez for including that in their plans. So we'll keep an eye out on that. All right. Last week we talked about a few aspects of our latest trip. And I thought this week we would focus on food and beverage and anything else that we may have forgot. That comes to mind. So let's talk about, of course, we always do some favorites. We're not going to review things that we've reviewed relatively recently, but some new places that we tried include Salt and Ivy, which is the sort of coffee shop, cafe, all-purpose restaurant at Aria. And as I mentioned last week, we stayed at Vidara, and part of the idea there was that we would spend more time at Aria, and we did. We ate at a few of the restaurants at Aria that we had not eaten at before. So Salt and the Ivy, we went for breakfast.
Are they only open breakfast and lunch?
Off the top of my head, I'm not certain, but that would not surprise me. That may be the case, because there are, there are some that are only two meals instead of three, or some are only lunch and dinner, and some are only dinner. So anyway, as far as the breakfast menu.
Look it up on Vegas Mate. I did a lot of Vegas Mate during this trip.
The new version of Vegas Mate is out and awesome if you are an iPhone user, and well worth downloading. So fantastic tip. I had the chorizo omelet with a side of bacon. My omelet was $21. My side of bacon, I realized when I looked at the receipt, was $9. That seems like a lot for four slices of bacon.
Or was that my side of bacon?
Didn't I have a side of bacon?
You had some of the bacon. Maybe we split
it. Oh, no, you're right. This was one where you had a side of bacon. I had a side of bacon at a different restaurant. Anyway, okay, you're the one who spent $9 on bacon, so I don't feel
bad
anymore.
And I also spent $9 on orange juice.
I know. The old orange juice scam. Yeah.
What's hilarious to me is that we were looking at menus before the trip, and you're like, oh, Sedell's at Bellagio? That's so expensive. I would never pay that much for breakfast.
I totally
and here
would.
We are.
No, I totally would now, because everything... And I discussed this a while back where I had mentioned kind of, you know, Las Vegas is not magical. It is not immune to all the things that are going on everywhere else in terms of pricing and staffing and supply chain.
I mean, we probably could have gone to the Miracle Mile shops and found some cheap breakfast.
Yeah, that's not to say there aren't options that are cheaper available.
But
there was definitely a noticeable increase in pricing.
Yeah.
At least I noticed it more.
And
I'm like,
too.
Oh shit, stuff is more expensive now. And so it shouldn't be a shock. As I mentioned, it's happening everywhere. When we get takeout somewhere around here, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, stuff costs more now.
Yeah.
It's the name of the game. So you had were they blueberry pancakes?
They were blueberry pancakes. They were very hot.
Okay.
Do
you have a temperature preference for pancakes?
I mean, I like that they were hot and fresh, but like they almost burned my face hot.
You don't want your face burned.
No, I
want because to I like to... when you take the pancake and hold it up to your face and then tunnel through with your mouth and then stick your tongue out. And
that is
make
a lovely
face.
Visual. Yes,
I know. I'm glad you didn't burn your face on your pancakes. Mm-hmm. So, what are your thoughts on our experience dining at Salt and Ivy? They were not super busy, but there was still a wait to get in because they were only using certain sections because, again, short staffed.
Yep.
But overall, what was your take on the service? On the
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was serviceable.
Yeah,
that's good service. It was good food. It wasn't like outstanding.
Right. It was a convenient option based on where we were staying.
Yep.
And our level of hunger.
Yes.
And the service was decent.
And our willingness to not walk an extreme amount before getting breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. So it filled the role nicely for what we wanted at that time. Yeah. I wouldn't go out of my way for it, but if I'm in the area and
if
I'm
you're
looking
in the area,
for something, I would consider it again. So yes, your pancakes were $17, my omelet was $21, the side of bacon was $9, juice was $9, soda was $5.
Yep.
To give you an idea of pricing.
Yep. Not cheap, but
nope.
Filling.
Kind of how a lot of the pricing. I mean, we ate at the Henry and it was similar pricing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to review that because we've reviewed that before. And it was, again, serviceable, decent, convenient location, all that. Another restaurant that we had, and we had eaten there sort of. We didn't do a full meal.
We had like nachos or chips and
I think
salsa
it was just
or something.
Chips and guac or chips and salsa years ago.
Yeah.
At Aria, Javier's.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an upscale Mexican restaurant. And again, it was one of those things like we wanted something convenient.
We had just arrived.
Yeah.
We wanted food. We wanted food soon.
Because normally I'm kind of like, upscale Mexican, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it filled the need.
It was
appealed
convenient
at the time. So there you go. One thing I will note, this is a good time to note it.
Yeah.
Specific to Aria restaurant, I would say MGM Resorts restaurants and probably restaurants at other locations too. If you're looking for something and you're wondering about availability and you pull up the reservation screen on their app or on their website, like MGM Resorts uses, I think it's called Seven Rooms or something like that. Some of them use Open Table, whatever. Whether it's before your trip or during your trip, if you use that and you see that reservations are not available, something is full, that may not necessarily be the case. It appears that a lot of these reservation sites have a certain amount of availability for a restaurant, but not
the whole restaurant.
Not access to the whole restaurant. Yeah. So even if it shows, you may have better luck either calling or if you are there on property, just stopping by. Because like Javier's was showing is not available for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
We walked over there and got right in.
Yeah.
And it worked out well. It was like mid-afternoon. And so anyway.
And I know we've said, we would never pay that much for Mexican food.
I don't know if we said
point.
We never would, but not likely to.
Yeah.
And
here we are.
But I have before. I mean, like Resorts World, Viva, kind of a similar thing. But anyway, it's not my, like, yeah, anyway.
It filled the need, and I'm very happy that we ate there.
It wouldn't be the first time I've said I wouldn't do something and ended up doing it. So.
Yes, exactly.
Javier's. I had the enchilada, chili relleno, and taco combo for $34. Mm-hmm. You had similar. You had the enchilada and taco combo for $32. I ordered a Diet Coke, which they did the whole thing with where they bring it in a little bottle, which means no free refills, and it's going to. We were like, how much is this going to... I didn't ask the waiter. I didn't care, but...
Yeah. You were guessing $12.
I thought 12. It was 8.
Okay.
So
you got a bargain.
It was quite a deal.
Yeah. I do have to say that taco was delicious.
I thought the food was really good, and it came out fast.
The refried beans, I don't know what kind of sorcery they do with those, but they are amazing.
Yeah. The combos had refried beans and...
And rice.
And seasoned rice. And yeah, it was good. It was a good meal.
Yeah.
It was a good choice. I was not disappointed in our choice.
Mm-hmm.
So thumbs up to that place. We had not had a full meal there before. I would consider it again, you know, if we're in the mood for Mexican in the area and in the area of Aria, I would go back there.
Yep.
So thumbs up to Javier's. One other place that we ate at Aria is Moneyline Pizza. This is the location that used to be 550 Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They changed ownership and name, and it's And anyway, Moneyline is a brand that is used at multiple MGM properties. I think they have one down at Park too.
Yep.
But I think the menu is different. I don't think it's pizza down there.
Yeah.
They may have pizza.
I think we ate there before Lady Gaga, one of the Lady Gaga shows, and we just had like a quick sandwich or something.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a pizza called the Crowd Pleaser, which was essentially a pepperoni pizza with the little mini pepperonis that fill up with grease that are super delicious.
Yes.
Of those. It was good. It was a good pizza. We ate at $5.50 once or twice years ago, and it's essentially the same.
Yeah.
They may have changed some of their menu items, but for the most part, it seemed to be the same as it was before.
Yep.
So if you liked $5.50, there's probably a pretty good chance you'll like Moneyline pizza in terms of the quality and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was $27 for the Crowd Pleaser. Again, convenience.
Mm-hmm. And we had a fridge in our room, so we were able to take the leftovers back.
Did we eat it, though?
We didn't.
I think we left two slices in the fridge. Anyway.
But it was nice to have. And they gave us this nice cloth bag to take it in.
Did you bring that home?
I did.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
We got a free tote.
I got a free tote.
Wow. How convenient. All right. So thumbs up to that one as well. We had some good restaurant choices. Mm-hmm. Another place that we ate, and we ate there twice, although I forgot to note down what we had. We might be able to remember the first time. Virtue and Vice, which is the bar and lounge at Vidara. And it's really more of a lobby bar. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of space, though.
Yeah.
Like, they have some indoor and outdoor space. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's very airy, open.
Yeah, it's a nice space. I like what they've done with it. We had not eaten there before. They had a different lobby bar set up before, and we may have had an appetizer or something years ago, but that was before this particular place was there. They have a place called Market Cafe, like right across the lobby area from this, and that had been closed. They only had like a temporary setup for some grab-and-go salads and stuff.
Bottled water.
I think that because that was closed, they were, I don't know if that affected availability, like the menu at Virtue and Vice. I don't know what exactly they do, if it's all grab and go there when it's a full space or not. But anyway, that was reduced significantly. So they had a breakfast menu at Virtue and Vice, and then they had a lunch dinner kind of thing too. Both times we were there, and again, this was very much a convenience thing. Mm-hmm. We were at Vidara, didn't feel like going anywhere.
Yep.
Let's try that. The menu looks decent. It's small, but looked serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
The service was pretty slow.
Yeah, they were very friendly, and the waitresses were very apologetic.
Yeah, it just took a long time for the food to come out. Again, staffing issues, you kind of have to just accept that, and it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. We weren't in a hurry or anything. I mean, I would still say, even though it was slow, we had good service.
Yeah. I just thought it was worth noting that compared to other places, the service was a little bit slower, but it was fine. I enjoyed it. We went there for breakfast. We went there for lunch. For breakfast, we both had omelets, three egg omelets. I don't remember what I had in mine. Probably bacon, sausage, and cheese.
Something like that. Yeah. And I had avocado, tomato, and cheese, I think.
$24 each.
Yep.
The overpriced orange juice at this particular location was $7. The overpriced Diet Coke was $5. Mm-hmm. And again, serviceable, decent if you're in the location. Probably not worth going out of the way for, but if you're there.
Yep. It's convenient.
Worked out well.
Like, it's not going to be fast, but you don't have to walk far.
Yeah.
So.
For lunch,
you had a cheeseburger.
I had a cheeseburger. It didn't have, like, I think.
It didn't come with fries. You had to order those separately.
No, it's fine. I just had the cheeseburger. And did you have a flatbread?
Like a vegetable flatbread. It had, like, artichokes and.
All right.
So.
Was that pretty decent?
It was good.
All right.
Yeah.
My burger was fine, too. So, again, decent, convenient location.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up. Somewhere that I had eaten before that you had not, that I mentioned a long time ago at Cosmopolitan Scarpetta. We went for the social hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's probably like 5:30 to 7:30 or something. Anyway,
they
have different hours and days for the different happy hours at Cosmo, and they have a whole site set up just for that, so you can visit it if you want to check on availability. We had three different items for $7 each. We ordered doubles after our first round of a couple of them. And these are the exact same things I had when I did this solo a long time ago. Yep. But I wanted to get your opinion since it was your first. Mm-hmm. So one of the items is the arancini. They're like little spaghetti balls. Mm-hmm. They're, I don't know, deep fried spaghetti balls. So we had an order of those, which is like, what, two?
Yeah.
What did you think of those?
They were okay.
They were okay. That's what I thought too. They're fine. It's, you know, not the best thing, but they were fine. Mm-hmm. The other two things we we ended up getting two orders of.
And I think they were fine because these other two things were so amazing.
That could be. As I mentioned a long time ago or a couple of years ago when I did this, this was the best calamari I've had.
It's delicious.
There's something about it that's just like perfectly done. It's not too, it's not greasy. It's not.
It's
chewy,
light,
just perfectly
and delicious
prepared.
And they have a couple different sauces.
Yep.
Not just the marinara. It's just,
So yes, the calamari, since we ordered the second batch of that, I assume you enjoyed that.
I loved that. Yeah.
And then what was this other thing that we had? The, you want to pronounce it? Cause we know how I am.
Agnolotti.
That sounds good to me. Okay. Agnolotti.
It was like bow tie pasta with short rib, brown butter, horseradish, and toasted breadcrumbs, and it was absolutely delicious.
Yes.
A little rich, but I didn't care.
They were so good.
They were so good. We ordered another round of that, too, because it was... Mm.
So each of those was $7. If you're looking for like a light, you know, kind of a light thing, or you can just double up like we did and turn it into a meal.
Make it a meal, yeah.
But it was really good. We enjoyed our time there. We sat at the bar, and I think the social hour is only in the bar area. Mm-hmm. And bartenders were friendly, and thumbs up to that again. I'm glad that we finally made it back for calamari.
Me too. We'll do that again.
Made my dreams come true.
Oh my God, it was delicious.
Let's talk very briefly about a couple bars that we visited. One is the new Caesar's Palace Lobby Bar. As you may recall, they renovated not the hotel lobby, but the casino lobby, right in front of the old domed, cool domed table game casino area. And they have a new Caesar statue. It is now elevated. Mm-hmm. It used to be like a bronze Caesar statue and everybody would rub his finger. Now it's up higher.
Or pull his finger.
Or that. You can't do that anymore because it's elevated. But it's it matches the design of the hotel lobby.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It looks good.
They did a nice job. Mm-hmm. Now,
when it comes to maintaining that, we'll see. But it looks nice for now.
Yeah, exactly. When I'd heard that they were going to have a new lobby bar, I thought it was just a renovation of the lounge area that's been there. That is still in place, but they added a new, like, long, just straight casino style
like
bar.
Video poker with bar stools.
Yeah.
And, yeah. That's nice.
And there's probably, 20 seats or so, maybe roughly that. It's really nice. The design is really, fits in really well with the rest of the design. The bartenders there were friendly. We just hung out and played video poker for a little bit, had one round and moved on. But great addition. And I know some people have posted pictures on the Facebook group recently, and it seems like that's been fairly universal. People who have checked it out have been like, oh, this is nice. This is a good... Mm-hmm. A good add-on.
It is.
Nice little location, and it's kind of a cool little spot.
Yep. Friendly service, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thumbs up to the new casino bar at Caesars. I'm glad they put that in.
I am, too.
A couple other bars that we spent a little bit of time at Mirage, when we were hanging out with friends. I know last week I mentioned that we were in town for our friend Mikey's birthday. Again, want to thank him for not only inviting us, but also for just bringing together the people that he brought us together with.
Yeah.
People that we've known and have been friends with and stuff. But we ended up gathering one evening with Mike and some of his friends and several of our friends at Parlor Bar, which I don't think I had been to at Mirage. Have we been there?
I haven't.
It's like a loungy area.
Yeah. We ended up taking it over and like moving all these chairs and stuff.
Yeah. So fortunately it wasn't super busy. So as more people showed up, we just expanded our area and kept adding chairs and hung out there for a while. And it was good. They had a DJ and he was fine. Mm-hmm. He was playing an entertaining mix.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so loud that you couldn't hear each other. We were still having some good conversation and stuff, but I don't know how long that place will be around because everything is up in the air with the Mirage, but thumbs up.
But it was a nice gathering place.
Exactly. That was exactly it. Unfortunately, we were there with people who are more familiar with the different options at the Mirage who led us to that spot, knowing that would be a good place to meet as additional people showed up. So it worked out really well.
Have we talked about the lobby bar?
No, we started out at the lobby bar that evening briefly because we were just looking to, we were waiting for somebody and wanted to play a little video poker and watch
the end of the Vikings game.
Watch the end of the Vikings game, and they had a couple TVs there. And again, it was, it's a small, I think I might have played there before.
Mm-hmm.
Small spot right off the hotel lobby, and it was fine. It's
not
your typical,
as exciting as the newly remodeled Caesars one, but it's,
it does the job.
Yep.
So, yeah, thumbs up on that one too, but it's just kind of a more basic space. And then for Mike's birthday, there was a gathering at Rum Bar, which had closed and remodeled and reopened, and we have not been there since it reopened. And we had our own little section outside. And really the draw of that place is the outdoor patio section.
Oh, it's nice.
It is really nice out there. It's a lovely spot to hang out. In fact, I don't know, was anybody, it seems like inside was just more of a walkthrough area or a get a drink and leave area. I don't think people were hanging out inside very much.
Yeah, the outside's lovely.
Yeah, it was good. So it was a nice space. They had a, it wasn't a band, it was just one dude with a guitar.
Boy.
His song selection was interesting.
It was questionable.
See, there you go, passive aggressive review.
I'm going to say questionable. That's a little, that is a little farther past interesting.
You can read into my... It was different. His song selection was different.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Anyway, it's a guy with a guitar playing requests. There were some people who were not part of our group that were hanging out up in front by him who were way into it.
Yeah,
I think that they were enjoying themselves and had many drinks. And
we were going to make some requests, but we didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. I know
someone wanted to request Morrissey.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, so anyway, as far
as... Mike loves his music and you do not.
Yeah. As far as Rumbar, it's a nice space. I like what they've done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up. You know, thumbs up to that again for a gathering space for 40 people at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, it worked out pretty well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, yep. I would go back to Rumbar.
Oh, yeah. Especially, it was just very pleasant, just being outdoors.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a hot time, and it wasn't like super scorching out there or anything.
Right.
It was at night.
Yeah, so
and
that
it felt
helped.
Good.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. And there were plenty of places to sit and, you know, mingle a bit, sit for a bit, all of the above.
Yep.
I enjoyed the company there as well. It was nice to have so many friends around. So, yeah, thumbs up again. I know I missed some stuff.
There are a couple things I just want to, even though I don't want to go into an in-depth food
review.
No,
that's okay. Just any random notes, things worth noting?
So we went back to Haleo for happy hour. Always delicious.
Did.
The service was just exceptional.
Oh, Yeah. And that, again, like the Scarpetta happy hour, it's at the bar only.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that before.
Yeah.
Three or four times, probably.
Oh, so good, though.
I do really enjoy Haleo. And you're correct. The people that they had working behind the counter were so friendly and so just, and it wasn't just the like bartender who took care of us at first.
Yeah, it was like everybody
was like kind of chatty, and you could tell that they got along well with each other too. They
like
had a
stuff
good
stuff like that just makes your experience there.
Yeah, it was nice. I think when we walked out, I'm like, wow, that was exceptional. Just because of that, the people were fantastic. So definitely worth noting.
Yeah. We ate at Cafe Hollywood one morning for breakfast.
We did at Planet
Hollywood.
The service
there was also very good.
We did. So that's the thing. Despite the like staffing issues and occasionally, not that often, but occasionally things taking a little longer than normal.
Yeah.
The people who were working were very friendly, and we didn't really run into anything where I was kind of put off by anyone.
Yeah.
Or there's nothing like that. Everybody was really friendly, and
yeah,
I thought so too. No, Planet Hollywood. The casino, I always, when I walk through there, like to look down at the carpeting.
It's terrible. I mean,
I've mentioned before how filthy the casino carpeting is.
I'm assuming the restaurant is operated by different people.
the restaurant was clean.
The restaurant,
so
and the food
good.
Was delicious. And I liked the pancakes better than the ones at Salt and Ivy.
Okay.
Because they were more of like diner pancakes.
Okay.
I just enjoyed them more.
The right level of crispness on the outside?
The crispness. They were more buttery.
You didn't
buttery.
Scorch your face when you put it up and poke a hole through with your tongue?
Right.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Got anything else on your list?
I'm glad we had a microwave for the donuts we got at Cosmo, because then you could warm them up, and the cinnamon roll is especially good warmed up. But
I'm
that
glad
was
that
just
worked
a,
out.
Yeah.
The donuts from District Donut continue to be delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. So we ate pretty well. Yeah. We didn't do like any, we didn't have reservations in advance for anywhere. We didn't do like a steakhouse or any super fancy places or anything like that this time around. But I was happy. I think several times throughout the trip when we'd walk out of a restaurant, I'd say we make good choices because they were all on the spot pretty much. And we left satisfied from those places that we named. So when we say that something is, you know, serviceable and good, we were pleased with our choices at all times. So that's not a slam by any means. It's just
like, even though we might not go back somewhere, we weren't like mad we went there.
It's not that I wouldn't go back. It's that I wouldn't go out of my way for some of these things. But again, if you're in the area and you're looking for that type of food, very good options.
Like if you're staying at Mandalay Bay, you don't need to make a trip to Salt and Ivy.
No.
But if you're at Aria. Or Vidara.
It was a reasonable option. And it was, I was happy with our choice. Yep. So,
Yeah, we ate well, had good service, had a good time.
I was pleased. I don't have anything negative, super negative to say about any of the choices. Anything else, food or otherwise, that I have left out?
I just random thought about the retail space in front of Aria. That's coming along nicely, I thought.
Retail space in front of Aria.
It used to be the Harmon.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be called 63.
Yep.
And they've been doing construction on that. We've mentioned that they're going to have a steakhouse with outdoor seating, which will do very well, I think, because of the location and the outdoor seating. And they haven't announced a ton of things. We've mentioned a few things that we found permits for. But, I think it'll be a good addition. Because there's going to be something there, at least.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the stuff that we've been mentioning that's coming along on the strip in that area is retail. There's the, you know, whatever the Showcase Mall expansion ends up being. But I think that's a good addition between Cosmo and Crystals. Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah.
It's decent design. So I'm not sure what the timeline on that is.
I thought it was this fall, maybe.
I think it is. It's I was going to say late this year, but so there you go. Hopefully there'll be some interesting things going in there worth checking out. You know, if we get good reviews on the steakhouse, maybe we'll try that sometime, but we'll see. All right. Well, I enjoyed my trip.
I did too.
Even though you had sad gambling.
Oh, well.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there might be some loose ends that we think of in the next week or so, and we'll certainly mention
them. Did we talk about the pool being closed?
Yeah, so, it's fall/winter pool season, so right before, I guess it's probably the holiday.
Probably Labor Day.
Yeah. Vidara is only open on weekends, and I think they make the Aria pool accessible to Vidara guests.
And I brought pool stuff, but I was like, oh, it's all the way over there.
I intended to at least, like, we got there Sunday, and we could have gone to the Aria pool in the afternoon or something, or the Vidara pool if we wanted to. I intended to at least go up to one of those pools and spend a little bit of time just to scope it out, because I haven't been to either of them, and it just ended up not happening. So, maybe some other time. Yeah, that's worth noting, though, if it's getting into that season where some pools are scaling back their hours of operation and some are open all year and some aren't. So keep an eye on the hotel websites for official details if the pool is important to you. All right. I think that's going to do it. We're going to wrap things up by thanking some folks for Karma donations this week. Let's start with Brett, who just opened his suitcase and found cash from his last trip. Hey, a jackpot before you even travel.
Hey, there you go.
That's fucking awesome. I'd love to have that happen. So, he took it as a reminder for a Karma donation, a last-minute trip to Cosmo to take advantage of a comp room offer. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yes.
And thank you for supporting the show. Kenneth, with a Karma donation for Noah and Mandy's 10-year anniversary trip.
Ooh, happening congratulations.
As we speak, and said, go pack, go. Eh. For your sake, I hope that you enjoy watching Packers do whatever they do. Michael with a Karma donation. No note on that one, but thank you very much, Michael. Jenny from Prior Lake, a last-minute decision to go to Vegas. She was on the plane when she sent this. The main reason, gambling, pool, and Miranda Lambert. She said she had some podcasts to catch up on to get back in the know, and thanks for what we do. Well, thank you, Jenny. Always appreciate it. Charles with a 3-nighter at the Mirage, possibly for the last time, and 2 nights at Plaza happening as
we
speak.
Don't judge. We won't.
We're not judging.
No.
Nope. Have a great time.
There's a lot. Plaza's going in the right direction.
Yeah.
I still would be hesitant to stay there just because the elevator noise we had that one time. But good restaurants.
Yeah. Things are coming
gambling.
Up. Things are improving there. So.
And I'm looking forward to their bar renovation in the front. Yeah,
so that's one thing. The area underneath Oscars is currently torn up. They've got it fenced off. So work is happening there on their new bar and on the new donut place, the new casino expansion. Yep. So great to see that work is being done there. We did not end up... Did we even walk through this time? No,
we did not.
We didn't make it over there, but yeah, we noticed the construction is happening. So good to see activity happening there and new things coming along. Finally, Michael and Tiffany... who normally call from Atlanta, recently moved to Orlando, said typically reviewing spa, golf, food, shows, stays at Cosmo and Resort, seeing John Legend, Katy Perry.
Nice.
Have a great time at those shows. Have a great time during your trip. Good luck to you. And thank you to all of these folks for supporting the podcast with PayPal donations. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you're all very awesome.
Good luck to anyone who was in the path of the hurricane or who is getting storms from it.
Very much. Yeah, I hope everybody's okay with that. Yeah, there we go. All right. If you are heading to Vegas, of course, we would love to hear from you at 702-866-9494. I know we've got about a dozen phone calls that I need to get to on the voicemail line. So next week, I would say almost most definitely, unless something comes up, but I would say we'll get caught up on some phone calls. I believe I have a new 500-inspired song that came in recently that I will be... I haven't listened to it yet. Someone who has submitted songs that we've inspired in the past. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to that. We'll have that probably on next week's show. And whatever else comes up. So thank you for joining us. I do appreciate it. I have no regrets about cutting my fishing short for the show. I enjoyed myself. And it's been lovely talking about Vegas with you.
That's good.
All right. Thanks for listening. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website, 500@gmail.com for Dear Tim and Michelle questions, and again, the voicemail line, 702-866-9494. Thank you all for listening, supporting the show. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon. Until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.